How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, The Bird Show.
I just need our help here. I'm going to be really careful with my words because I know we got kids listening this early. So Jess is in, let's say, an untraditional situation in her relationship where there are three involved and there are rules to these kind of relationships. And she feels like one of the people in this relationship is breaking those rules.
It's the magic number.
It's three?
Three.
It's the magic number.
Schoolhouse Rock.
We did it.
Makes my heart so warm. Abby has no idea. No, have you never seen Schoolhouse Rock?
I've heard of it. Have I ever watched it?
Oh my God!
It's so before her time,
yeah,
dude.
That doesn't shock me.
I think the only one I've seen is Conjunction.
What's your function?
Yeah, we ought to all watch the Bill one.
Oh, I'm just a Bill sitting on Capitol Hill.
Oh,
no politics.
Sorry, my bad.
Let's get back to the thruple.
Hey, Jess, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so you wanted us to test your husband in this case. Again, I'm looking for a little sensitivity because I know we got kids listening here, but it is a way of life. So what do you got going on?
My husband and I have been married for 18 years, and we started dabbling in some things, swinging and being in a throuple about 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it's honestly been the best thing ever for our relationship. Like, our marriage was so stale, and there was no spice, and we started experimenting with some bedroom friends, and, you know, the flame was reignited, so it was awesome.
Bedroom friends.
That's a new term. Bedroom friends. I like it.
Now, look, you can't deny the results. You said you've been with each other 18 years, so whatever is working for you clearly is working for you, might not work for others. So in 18 years, things have been so good. Never been a problem before with the other bedroom friends?
No, we have parameters, you know, like we can't go on solo missions with others. You know, it's always a group activity and we're always together. It's always a woman. That's a third. We don't have other guys join in, you know. Three is the max, by the way. That's including me and my husband.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, either one of us can say no more swinging at any time, mm-hmm. and we can also veto the third. So we have rules, and we have rules in place to keep our relationship intact, you know. The problem is that we've had the same third for a little bit now, and I'm starting to get a little concerned that my husband is getting attached to her.
Sure, sure.
She's younger, she's more attractive, and I noticed in our last few times together, he's paid a little bit more attention to her than he has to me, and I don't know. I'm just feeling uncomfortable. We've had a group text thing going, and we're not supposed to text her individually.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other day, I saw he had his phone open, and they've been texting outside of the group chat. So mm-hmm. I want you to do the War of the Roses to see if flowers to her or to me, because I'm getting concerned.
So you said something I heard loud and clear. You said you have veto power, right? So why in the beginning of this relationship, because she was younger than you back then also, why in the beginning of the relationship didn't you use that veto?
Well, I mean, I was attracted to her. She looked like a lot of fun, and we were going to have a good time, and I thought if it gets uncomfortable, then I'll just end it. And then we had great time, so there was no reason to not do it. I thought I was secure enough in myself, but now I'm thinking, oh, gosh, maybe those were factors, you know?
Jess, instead of doing like a War of the Roses, could you just, if you already are feeling like this and you do have veto power, you both do, could you just sit your husband down and be like, yeah, we have to veto her. I'm just not feeling it anymore. And then I think you could gauge by his reaction.
Yeah, absolutely.
If he's like heartbroken over it, you got yourself a problem.
But if he is talking to her behind my back and then he denies it, he's just going to continue to talk to her behind my back because he's going to act like it didn't happen. But at least now I'll have proof if it's, if he is actually talking to her behind my back, you know, man. If that makes sense.
This is such a tricky relationship. Like, traditional relationships have so many different potholes, but when you add a third in here, man, it must be so, so difficult to keep everything in check.
And they seem like they have good parameters.
I mean, 18 years, you guys know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, the rules have been laid out so clearly that this is almost a situation where I almost wouldn't want to know, because if you do find out that he sends her the roses instead of you, that is going to be a tough situation to figure out.
Yeah. I'm more veto curious than I am swinging curious. Have you ever vetoed somebody before, and for what reason?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've been out, we've met some people, and they were too sloppy. Some were just very clingy to him right away, and I didn't want it. And there were some that were a little overly aggressive with me, and he's vetoed them, you know? So it's about a vibe, I guess, I should say.
All right. Well, you asked us to test him to see if he would take these flowers, which he thinks are real, and send them to either you or her. So we have done that behind the scenes. And if you hang out with just a couple of minutes here, Jess will tell you exactly who he sent these flowers to, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. This is the Burt Show's War of the Roses coming up next.
Hey, the Burt Show.
All right, in just a couple of seconds here, we've done the research for Jess, and she's going to find out if her husband's been messing around on her or not. We'll do that in a couple of seconds. Yeah, one thing about this whole Menendez trial and the Menendez story, I don't know how I missed this. And we've been talking about it a lot recently because of the shows on Netflix, the documentaries. Then there was the court case you told us about that it's going to be not retried, but looked at again, right?
Oh, yeah. The DA in L.A. is basically going to resentence them, which means that they could get time served because they've already been in prison for about 36 years. And so because they were under the age of 26 when the crime happened, it basically would mean that if they got resentenced, they'd be able to just get out.
One thing that I missed, do you know that both these dudes are married?
Yes. Yeah. One of them even cheated on their wife in prison. How does that work? Beats me. They won't be loyal no matter where they are.
Why do we not have a documentary on this? That's what I want to know.
It was in the show. Which the one on Netflix. That part was in the show.
The Monsters one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, see, I never finished that one. I just watched, like, the actual documentary.
Yeah, me too. I lost interest in that one. Maybe I should have stuck around.
I know. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, wait a second. So he cheated with another woman or with a prison mate?
Prison mate.
Prison mate.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, this is getting complicated. It's the very first time that I had ever heard about it. I was just reading about it this morning. So, Tammy... This is Eric's wife, reaches out to him while he's in jail, while she was still married to a guy named Chuck, right?
Oh, poor Chuck. Oh,
so they start having this chemistry, and then they get a lucky break. Chuck passes away.
Chuck. That's interesting. How did he pass away?
Don't know. Don't have all the details, but I did have that question. I'm going to have to look on that. So Chuck passes away, and then three years later, they get married in prison. So, they have the ceremony in prison.
Quick question. How bad does your husband have to be that you seek out a convicted murderer in
true,
prison?
Right?
Well, what if she saw his court case on TV and she's like, that's the one. Like, he's it for me. And she had, like, this internal battle. Like, do I reach out to him via letter? I feel like this is my person.
This happens to a lot of people that, like, high-profile cases, especially ones that get televised. If you are even remotely attractive, which Eric and Lyle were, like, you know, especially back in the day.
Abby took a lot of heat for her comment a couple of weeks ago.
See, it's almost like they're conventionally attractive.
Yes.
Despite being murderers.
So, it never fails that they have groupies and they have fans
that will
them and reach out to them and want to call them and talk to them. Because there was another woman that started a relationship with one of them when he got in.
Lyle, he meets a woman. They get married while he's in jail. They get divorced. And then he meets another woman and gets married. So he's married to wife number two from jail.
And yet I'm still single.
Yes,
<that's> a non-felon.
It got dark.
Out of jail.
Yeah, but you have a cat. Sorry.
Yeah.
About to have two.
Well, I think on your...
It just gets worse.
I think on your to-do list today is go... commit a felony. Ooh. And you'll find yourself a good man.
Can we ask a quick question? And it's one of those instances where it just takes one call. One call does it all.
Yeah, I mean, we still got Jess.
Yes. Oh, shoot, we do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just throw it out there. You met somebody while they were in prison and you married them.
Okay.
I would love to, yeah, I would love to talk to somebody.
If you want to go on the Voice Disguiser, 1-855-BIRCHELL. Let's handle Jess here, though, because her marriage is on the line.
Yeah, seriously, dude, I am so sorry.
So before we move on from that, let's get Jess some answers. Hey, Jess, you still there?
I am here, guys.
Okay, I just thought you'd really enjoy the Menendez part of that story.
Apologies.
So Jess calls us up, and she's like, "Birchow, I'm in a very non-traditional relationship. My husband and I, for 18 years, have, what you call them, bedroom friends.
No, they've been together for 18. Yeah. You guys have been swinging for how long?
5 now.
Okay, 5. It's working for them,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
So they have bedroom buddies, and there are rules, and the husband seems to be a little bit murky on those rules lately. He's been texting the other. They've been hanging out. That's not supposed to happen. They're always supposed to do things in threes. So she's feeling a little insecure that he's messing around, so she wanted us to do a War of the Roses, which is what, Krista?
It's where we sent a fake promotional email to the email address Jess provided us for her husband. He was offered a free bouquet of flowers and was able to choose from several options with pictures. Brace yourself, Abby.
Well, we got like aloe vito this time.
Oh, for suck's sake.
That was pretty bad.
Oh, we all get frustrated, but sometimes we have to put our anger behind us. This arrangement of potted succulents is the perfect way to smooth things over. Mm. Oh, for suck's sake.
Women love succulents.
I do love a good succulent.
Oh,
I do.
Save it all.
Okay, next we have, will you be my boo? Capture the feel of the season with vibrant hues and textures that deliver the warmth and charm of fall indoors. This elegant blend of autumn's finest hues is nestled in a chic gold-hammered vase.
Mm, that does sound pretty pleasant.
Next, we have lush and lovely. This luxuriously lush, incredibly stylish arrangement gathers orchids, roses, hydrangea, dahlias, and cushion mums into a gorgeous mercury glass bowl. It's sure to make quite an impression as a lavish gift delivered to someone truly special. And then lastly, I'm so glad I pricked you. Like a rose has its thorn, every relationship has its challenges. Show your one true love that you still wouldn't change a thing with 2 dozen long-stemmed red roses. All right, so Jess, in exchange, he's asked to share some promo codes for 30% off a future order with his friends and family. We sent the first promotional email at 9:32 a.m. And a couple of hours later, at 12:22 p.m., he placed an order. And he chose Lush and Lovely.
Mm.
It's sure to make quite an impression as a lavish gift delivered to someone truly special. And he is sending the flowers to Brittany. That is not Jess's real name.
No.
Oh. Is that the other?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I knew it.
The note on the card said, "These flowers are almost as lovely as you."
No,
no, man. No. Nope.
I'm sorry, girl.
I'm sorry.
Your gut was right.
It's never enough. It's never enough for some people, you know. He could do whatever, and he couldn't follow simple rules, so.
Yeah. Wow. I always look at situations like this when the dude you literally have hit the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
You got the woman that you love who is also open-minded enough to say, okay, you know what, this works for me. Let's just go ahead and let's try this thing. And it works well for 5 years. And he still can't stay within the parameters of the relationship. That truly sucks. I'm mad for you.
You almost said a dirty word.
I did. Yeah. All right, Jess. So at least you have the answers now. Look, you guys have been with each other for 18 years. 5 of them in this new relationship. Maybe it's time for a reset, but I know this hurts and we're sorry.
Thank you, guys. Looks like I'll be calling her and having my own aside with her.
Yes. Ooh. I think that's a good idea.
I ain't mad at it.
Yeah.
Neither am I.
She's just been kicked out the group. All right, Jess, let us know how it goes, okay?
Will do. Thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye. I hate when they thank us for that.
I know.
It's the worst.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
30 seconds, it's confession time for Abby, who is willing to confess that she is milking one Burt Show cast member for a financial opportunity, and none of us know what it's all about. So we'll get to it in just a second. If you guys want to start lining up, we'll have a couple of extra minutes. I'd love to play another round of Lose Burt's Money. It's an easy trivia question. Actually, it's a superficial trivia question. Mm-hmm. I got $100 right here. Every time you don't get the answer correct, I take $10 off the top. So if you want to call right now, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW for $100. Lose Burt's money. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. All right, Abby, you got some explaining to do here.
Yeah, I've been making some money off of another Burt Show cast member, but I kind of think once I tell them how much I've made, they're not going to be that mad about it because I've decided the right thing to do is to Venmo them the cash, and I think they're going to be pretty happy with the amount.
So should we all check our Venmos right now to see if we got...
Nope, not yet. Not yet. Okay. So let me explain what happened. So this all started with a bet that the Burt Show Youth Group decided to do for our new podcast, Sunday School with the Burt Show Youth Group. And we remembered that we'd had this bet like maybe last year where we were all going to put our feet pics on the internet to see who could make the most money.
And we totally freaking forgot about
it. Yeah, we forgot about it. We never continued the bet, so we thought it'd be really fun for the youth group to actually like continue the bet and make it happen.
For the new listener, you want to explain what the youth group is?
So the youth group is everyone who is in the younger demographic of the Burt Show cast. So it includes me, Rebecca, social media producer Rebecca, Jackson, who does all of our videos, Katie, who is our assistant show director, Amber, who does phone screening, and Messy Mikey, who does whatever we want him to do.
It's really their show, and we're just the old folks babysitting.
So it's all the youngins, basically. So we've started this new podcast, and we've been doing like some fun things just to, you know, flex our creative muscles after hours. And so we decided to do this bet where we're like, okay, whoever makes the least amount of money with their feet pictures, you have to go to one of those fish spas where you have to put your feet in the tank and the fish eat the dead skin.
Yeah.
Have you
ever had it happen?
I've done it once and I hated every second of it. So I was determined to not make this happen.
So I didn't pay for this experience, but I forget what island I was on. Same type deal. You put your feet in the water and they start to like just like nibble at your feet just a little bit and take all the dead skin off of it.
Don't do it. I saw a doctor and don't do it.
Please don't say anything.
Uh-huh.
I did it and I'm fine, except I'm 5'4" and I don't think that I lost a foot.
Well, this person did.
Whoa.
Literally lost a foot?
Lost a full foot?
Because of the infection.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, just do your research before you do that. I'm just here to let you know. I'm like, wah, 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 wah. But yeah, straight up got an infection and it was not pretty.
Anyway, so I've done it once before. I'm fine. But I do not want to do it again because it was such an uncomfortable experience. And I think because I've done it once before, it just makes me like, just makes my skin crawl. So we all created Feet Finder accounts, which is this website where people can purchase your feet pics for money. It's very strange. I don't know who is on there buying pictures, but you can make a pretty penny off of it. Like some people are paying their rent with feet pictures. So we all created accounts about 2 weeks ago, and people were making some like decent money. Like Jackson made like $40. Katie made like 60 something. She was like, ah, sweet, I can buy my girlfriend dinner. Good. Rebecca made like 30 something. Amber made over $100.
Good for her.
She had really high quality pictures. She had like toes in the sand. She was really getting into it. Do you want to know how much I made? $1.70.
Oh.
I had one person, my mom, buy my feet pictures.
Is there something jacked up about your feet?
No, I have like pretty feet, I think. I just don't know if like the algorithm didn't catch my...
the people have spoken.
Yeah, the people have spoken.
Your toes are busted.
Yeah.
So then I thought, well, we didn't really specify whose pictures they had to be. I could just post anybody's pictures on Feet Finder.
That is not the spirit.
And make some money.
Okay.
Because I am not putting my feet in that fish tank. It is not happening. I am not losing a foot today.
It feels really good. I got to be honest with you. It's ticklish, but it feels really good if you want to take the risk of losing a foot.
Yeah, amputation, I'm sure, is a real pleasurable experience. So I decided to go to each of your Facebooks. I went to Mo, Bert, and Kristen's Facebook pages and just scope out who had the most pictures I could find, because I'm like, you know, we got to go quantity over quality at this point.
Yeah.
I went to Moe's page. Didn't really see any photos, which was a disappointment.
He hides his feet, man.
You do hide your feet.
I don't.
Great shoe collection.
What am I supposed to do? Walk around barefoot? Like a Flintstone?
So there's not like a profile picture on these things. So clearly no. Moe's foot would not be attached to your body.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I think I'm out.
I was like, I'm going to obviously have to create like another account. So obviously like I get, you don't have any feet pictures, and I go to Burt's, and you had a couple, but they were a little janky. I was like, I don't really think these are going to make more than mine. And then I went to Kristen's profile, and Kristen has a plethora of feet photos on her profile.
Now, let's clarify, what do you mean by feet photos? I just wear lots of, like, open-toed shoes.
Yes, which the people love, apparently.
Yeah, because and I have a very high arch, which I've been complimented on multiple times.
And you always have a nice pedicure.
I always have a nice pedicure. Yes, ma'am, I do.
So is the open-toed shoes thing a little bit almost like a Victoria's Secret type thing? Like, nudity is one thing, but you're seeing the whole deal, so maybe it's not as sexy as just hiding a little bit of the foot.
Oh, no, man. I like if I wear my fancy shoes, I got a pair of Louboutins, and you get some toe cleavage up in there.
You're fancy.
It's the toe cleavage for me. Seriously, you get like sexy. That little, you get a little toe cleavage.
So I started posting. I'm like, let me just see if this gets.
Abigail Murphy, did you steal my feet pictures in post them on your feet finder?
I stole Kristen's feet for my own financial gain.
I am dying to know how much they made.
Yeah. Do you guys want to know how much I made on Kristen's feet pictures?
Yeah.
Do you want to guess?
Well, based on what everybody else is, I'll say $240.
I was literally thinking $250. I'm going $250.
It's way higher than that.
No, it is not.
It's way higher than that.
You're lying.
Guess.
You're lying.
No, dead ass. Look at me. Look at me in the eye. Would I lie to you about this? You can buy a new pair of Louboutins. I'm just going to put.
How much?
I'm
$800?
More.
No. Abby, you're so full of it.
Dead ass. Look at me.
$900.
Would I lie to you about shoes? More.
$1,000?
More.
You are lying.
I'm not kidding you. You can buy 3 pairs of Louboutins. Maybe more. I haven't done the math yet.
Oh, you could retire today.
Are we over $2,000?
More than $2,000.
Are we at $3,000?
$3,200.
What? You're lying.
Yes. I made $2,500 and then I got tipped $700 more.
Come on.
It's the toe cleavage for me.
Well, I'm about to borrow your feet too.
Seriously?
I'm about to
see. Yeah, let me
get
the feet. Are you serious?
But here's the thing. So there was one picture that got more purchases than all of them combined. And I think you're going to be shocked when you see which photo it is, because it wasn't the one that I thought that was going to make the most money.
I don't, like, I want to be mad, but I can't.
Well, you're certain we're going to negotiate a cut for sure.
Well, I'm going to Venmo you, obviously. You know, some of it. We're both going to get some new shoes. I'm going to send you the photo, and I want your genuine reaction, because I think everyone's going to be shocked.
I don't know how to feel about this right now.
I wouldn't either.
So cute.
I feel used, but I feel flattered.
Right.
It's a mixed bag of emotions right here. I'm like curling my toes in my shoes because like there's some weirdos out there that have pictures of my feet.
Let me get some pics of you curling your toes. I'm going to buy a house. Listen, are you ready?
Early retirement or no?
Yeah. All right, I'm going to send you the photo. And when you open it, let me know. Or like, tell me, give me like a countdown to when you're opening it.
Okay, so you're emailing me the photo that got the most hits?
Yes. You ready?
Wait, don't open it yet. Don't open it yet.
He can't find his phone.
No.
Oh, you right?
What?
Okay, go ahead.
Are you ready?
Yeah. I haven't got anything yet.
Okay, tell me when you have it.
Okay.
Okay.
All I have right now. Okay, feet pics.
You see it? Okay.
Yeah, it's opening up. Oh,
you just got pranked, bitch.
You got pranked.
Oh.
What did I write
your
down? What did I write down?
Wrote down prank on a piece of paper.
So we have had an assignment now.
I'm so tired of y'all getting me, man.
Good for you, though. Good for you on the prank.
I wish it was true.
You have to re-explain the assignment that we had.
So we did last, like, or I don't even remember when, but we all chose names, and we have to prank said person before Halloween. Abby obviously got my name,
well,
and
done.
She just pranked me
well
with
done.
My feet pics.
Well, well done,
hey,
Abby.
You know what?
Well done.
I'm gonna.
Well done.
Yep.
Yeah.
Give me a toe wiggle. Let's see them feet. Let's see that toe cleavage.
I was like, should I be mad about this, or should I be like? Like make her my foot pimp, and we just start like making like mad cash.
I am very impressed.
Thank
well
you.
Well done.
Thank
that
God.
Was well played.
Very well done.
Damn it!
All right, let's play a quick round of lose Bert's money. I actually think we're going to have a winner today. This is the fourth time we've played, and I haven't had to give away any cash at all so far. I think, based on the question, I think we're going to get a winner today. Good morning, Amy. You are on the Bert Show.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good.
Okay.
How are you guys? I just believe that Abby story.
Yeah. I think she pranked us all.
We all got.
Amy, what part of town are you calling us from?
I'm from Elephant.
From where?
It's near Scranton.
Okay.
Scranton.
I said Pennsylvania. Okay.
Nice.
All right. Hold one second for us. And Melissa, good morning. You are on the Bert Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Melissa. Where are you calling from?
Stone Mountain.
All right. Thank you for calling. And we got Christina here as well. Hey, Christina.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. And you are from where?
Alpharetta.
All right. Love you guys representing. So here's how it's going to work. I'm going to give you guys a very superficial trivia question. I've got $100 here in front of me. Every time you get it wrong, though, the answer wrong, it goes down $10. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, Amy, you were the first one to call in, so we are going to start with you. Here is your trivia question. 48% of people do this while watching a scary movie. That's almost half. 48% of people do this while watching a scary movie. What is it?
Play on their phone.
I'm sorry?
Play on their phone.
Play on their phone. Not the correct answer. We are now down to 90. Melissa, good morning. Go for it.
Hey, ask too many questions.
Ask too many questions. God, that is annoying. Not the right answer.
All right, for $80, Christina.
They scream at the TV.
Scream at the TV! That is not the right answer.
All right, we're back to Amy for $70.
Once again, the question, 48% of people do this while watching a scary movie.
Hide under a blanket.
Hide under a blanket.
Good answer.
Good answer, not the correct one, though. Now we're on to Melissa for how much?
We are to Melissa for 60.
60 bucks, and we're losing 10 bucks every time, Melissa. Save it. 48% of people do this while watching a scary movie.
Don't finish the whole thing.
Don't finish the whole thing.
Good answer.
That's really a fantastic movie. Have you guys ever started and stopped one?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Get out. I can't get past the first 10 minutes.
Oh.
Great answer, not the right one, though. Okay.
Christina for 50.
Christina for 50. Half of this 100 is already gone. 48% of people do this while watching a scary movie.
Eat popcorn.
Eat popcorn. Nah. Nah.
All right. Amy for 40.
Cry.
Cry.
Oh.
So scared they cry. That is not the right answer.
All right. Melissa for 30.
Talk about the movie?
Talk about the movie. That is not correct.
All right, Christina.
Christina, half of people that are watching scary movies do this.
For 20.
$20, come on.
Tense up, like get really tense.
Get really tense!
Mm-hmm.
Not the answer.
All right, and lastly, Amy.
And for prize.
$10, make you holla.
Put the subtitles on.
Put the subtitles on. That's 90% of the time for me now.
Yeah, me too.
Good answer, but not the one we're looking for. So once again, I don't got to give out anything.
Wow.
48% of people do this while watching a scary movie.
Vomit.
Root for the villain.
What?
Oh.
Root for the villain.
Huh.
That's psychopathic.
That is.
Half, huh?
Half root for the villain.
It's telling.
I think that needs to be a question you ask every first date. Are you rooting for the villain?
It's the Bert Show.
You're on the Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I swear I'm not doing this on purpose.
Yeah, you are.
It's starting to feel like
it's
it.
Not me. It's a Freddie Freeman thing.
Open that wound so Bert can pour the salt in,
no,
please.
No, that's not it. You could even leave the studio if you want. I understand it. Well, but my team is losing. It hurts.
You certainly are not enjoying doing it.
No, I am rooting for the Yankees. You don't understand how much I loathe the Dodgers. So Mo is a huge Yankees fan, right? And I'm rooting for them also. I couldn't care less about the Dodgers. I hate them, but, you know, I played for you guys yesterday. Two home runs that Freddie Freeman, who was a lifetime Brave, lifetime Brave. So I think everybody in Atlanta would like to see him do well. It was his decision to leave and go to Los Angeles, but there was a lot of murkiness there when it came to his agent. So anytime he does well, I look at it. Well, although I think I had a tweak last night. Like, I've been happy for me. It's a grand slam in the first game, and they win. Way to go, Freddie. Hits a home run in the second game. All right, Freddie. Hits a home run last night, and I'm like, man, he should still be in Atlanta.
Yeah, I know, right?
Here's Freddie Freeman's home run from last night against the Yankees.
It is a fastball. It's ripped down the line. It is gone! A fifth consecutive World Series game with a Freddie Freeman home run. And the Dodgers are on the board first in game three.
Fastball away, but he pulls it. And by pulling it in, see where the catcher had to reach? Nowhere close to the zone. And these hitters on both teams are good enough to make these disappear.
Again.
There
again.
Will be home runs tonight if pitchers make mistakes.
Once more.
First one goes to the Dodgers.
Nice crack against the bat.
You heard it, right? Uh-huh. Out the gate, man. First inning, the man just walked up.
The first inning. That set the tone for the game.
Yeah. Man just walked up there poised and just another one.
And dude's just playing on like 1 foot right now also. It's like making it way too easy. I forget the player I saw, and I promised myself to remember his name as I was watching it last night, and I forgot. There's another player that's from Ackworth that's on one of the teams. Maybe it's Edmund, maybe?
He's
from
sure.
Ackworth, Georgia. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But still on the Dodgers.
Yep.
Sorry. Mm. Uh-huh. All right. So talk about revenge that you got on a bartender.
A little bit of revenge. It was a little sweet, and it's in part to me having to sit and watch the Yankees play
Clark
as
Schmidt.
Horribly.
Whoa, what?
Clark Schmidt.
Oh, the guy that pitched last night.
Yes.
For the Yankees.
He's from Ackworth.
All right.
They didn't have the best show.
Yeah. Well,
oh, sorry. So I shouldn't have mentioned his name?
I didn't mention his name. You did. Well, the good news is he only pitched for 2.5 innings.
Jeez.
That's who you heard Freddie Freeman hit it off.
Okay. All right.
So in the vein of what a lot of Yankee fans are going through right now, here I am trying to go out, and I was going out to watch game two and going out with my guy, and I knew immediately what kind of night it was going to be, because
you picked a good place because there's alcohol there and you were going to need it.
I needed a lot of it. And I got my Yankees gear on. I got like a Yankees hoodie on and a Yankee hat, and I'm thinking, what are the chances, right? And we were just talking about how I take lifts all of the time. So I get in this lift and I see it. I just see he has like a Dodgers player just hanging on his mirror.
Oh, I hate that.
So I didn't say anything because I didn't want him to turn around. I didn't want to talk about it, right? And then he turns around to see, I guess, who I am, and he sees the Yankee gear, and he goes, oh, what are the chances?
Actually pretty good.
Yeah.
They're both the biggest teams in Major League Baseball. The odds were pretty good, sir.
Not so bad. So from that moment on, he starts to tell me all of the history of the Dodgers and why he knew the Dodgers were going to win this year and blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
The entire ride. I could not get out this lift fast enough. I couldn't wait. So finally, I get out the lift. I go into this bar. I'm bellied up at the bar with my guy. We're watching the game. And sure enough, this bartender comes from out the back, and immediately she's smiling at me, and I couldn't figure out why. And then she says, where are you from? I tell her I'm from New York. And she says, oh, I'm from L.A. So I'm like, it's not going to stop. Everyone is a Dodger fan everywhere I'm going right now.
Yuck.
So she starts doing things purposely the entire night. Like when, for example, she comes over, when she would pour a drink for my guy and she'd pour a drink for me, it would be very different. Like, just little purpose. Like, she's doing it on purpose just to get at me. His drink would be all well-placed, done, on time, and then it'll be, I'll get to you in a minute, Yankee. Like that. It was that kind of night. Uh-huh. It was all in fun, all in jest, and I was cool with it until we really started losing. Then I'd had enough. Then I was like, okay, I don't want to play this game anymore. So after a while,
I want to take my ball and go home.
I do.
This is pretty common. Like when people are messing with each other, like before kickoff, for instance, yeah. right? And then the alcohol starts flowing, and then one team starts beating the other. Then the jokes aren't nearly as fun.
Exactly yeah. that. So it's going on and on to where if I ask for a drink, oh, we don't have that anymore. If I ask for something to eat, oh, we don't have that anymore. And she's just giving me the business every time the Dodgers score. She's looking at me. She's looking for me. I'm like, okay. Now, my revenge came, obviously, not in the game.
When you tipped her? Oh, you did it?
That's when it should have came. But no, I noticed at some point when I was looking at her, I was like, I think she is smacked at work.
Oh.
She was taking. Then it started to make sense to me because I'm like, this is why she's giving me so much energy. She's a little saucy back there, right?
Oh. Okay.
So she was like going down the slopes in the bathroom.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know what she was doing.
I thought you were talking about drinking.
No, I just know her eyes. She was on something.
Okay,
I don't know what, but her eyes, you could tell. Like I was like, oh, okay, this is why she's giving me this energy.
Yeah, it was snowing in Sandy Springs.
Okay, she's got those little crusties on both sides
of
her mouth.
Yeah, so she's having a good time at work. Okay. Right, a great time at work. So right after she starts like giving it to me, Dodgers win. We're getting out of there. I'm waiting for my check, and I'm sure she's going to pay me back with that, too. I don't know if y'all ever, like, noticed when the bartenders go to wash a cup, to rinse a cup out, they push down on that thing that sprays the dirty water up to rinse the cup out.
And mm-hmm, yeah, yeah.
So I don't know what happened, but it must have malfunctioned in this moment, and I don't know she did, but she went to use it, and the whole thing just came up like a waterfall and landed on her. And she is standing there soaking wet. I mean, dripping. And you could see her face like, yeah, my day is over.
Yeah.
And I was just like, go Dodgers.
That feels good.
That was such a great feeling.
That feels real good.
It's all the revenge I'm going to get all season. But I take it.
Well, I mean, you got a game tonight that they could win, perhaps.
Yeah, no one has ever come back 3-0.
Nobody ever has?
Nobody in the World Series, no.
This is how petty I was watching the game last night, because I do, and I've explained this to you guys before, when you grow up in San Diego, which I did, you grow up hating everything about Los Angeles, the people, the freeway, the industry. It's a vapid city. The Dodgers. I hate the Raiders, and the Raiders haven't been in Los Angeles in 20 years. I absolutely hate them, right? So here's how I was thinking last night. Mm-hmm. You know what would hurt so much? I'm glad they won last night, because it will hurt Dodger fans so much more if the Yankees are the first team to come back and win 4 straight. It will devastate Dodgers fans, and I was hoping for that.
It would literally be the greatest thing ever. They would never be able to live that down, but I don't see it.
Yeah.
You just got to win one. I mean, that's what all Yankee fans are saying right now. If we can win one, then we can go from there, but it's a tall hill.
You get swept.
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 If you're going to insult me, at least be accurate.
That's why Smoltz is doing the game, and Kristen is not. That's it right there. All right.
Oh, they got
sweet. The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
I just think that I thought of a brilliant, I'm going to use the word brilliant on myself here for just one second. A brilliant way to incentivize people to vote. Now, we already said we're not going to be talking about politics. We're not taking sides. We want this to be a sort of a safe place away from politics because it's so damn stressful right now. What's the stat I was reading? 65% of people are stressed out about the election. Like, really, it's affecting their lives. So we want to be away from that, right? However, I think we can all agree on this. The amount of text messages that we are getting from the candidates and the political parties is ridiculous. Am I wrong? Is it just me?
No. It's heavy.
I get some, but I don't get, like, I'm not getting them every day.
I am.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm getting 3 or 4 a day.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
And some of them get really aggressive, right? They try to, like, guilt you into voting for their candidate or...
I feel like I have, like, the nice boys texting me. They're like, hey, have you voted yet? Smiley face, just checking in on you. And I'm like, leave me alone. I'm voting. I'm a woman in America. Of course I'm voting this election.
It's super duper annoying. Okay, so here's the brilliant plan, okay? Mm-hmm. You incentivize people to vote. And once they vote, the text messages must stop from both candidates.
All right, have you done early voting yet?
I have not.
I haven't.
But I'm planning on going on Wednesday.
I'm doing it today.
Same.
Okay. Oh my God, are we going to the same place?
No.
I like it.
I'll ask you after.
Wait, are you going over to Chastain?
Yes.
Oh, then yes, we are. Should we walk together?
Oh, my God.
Do you want to go early vote together today?
Let's go early vote together.
And then afterwards, we can go get some brunch.
We should go get some brunch afterwards.
America. Politics, bringing America together.
Make America brunch again. Yay.
So you go, you vote, and then the candidates find out or whoever's been texting us, and then the text messages stop. No, that would get me in there way early.
Not a bad plan.
Everyone should get a brunch coupon. You get to go to the Cracker Barrel of your choice afterwards for a free pancake breakfast.
And that is America.
There it is. All right, you got a question.
Yes, I do have a question. And I don't think in all the years I've been on the show, and that's been 13, that we've ever done this particular Burt Show Book of Records. So yes, we have an unofficial Burt Show Book of Records. Every now and then we'll ask a question and see if you can beat the record we're bringing to the table. And my question for you today is, who got married and had a baby in the shortest period of time?
Married, had a baby.
Yes.
Okay, so you weren't pregnant before you got married.
No, yeah, before.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but I want to know how close your marriage and giving birth was, like your wedding day and giving birth, because I have 13 days.
Okay, 1-855-BIRT-SHOW.
13 days is the number to beat. So if you remember, last month, we went to Kentucky for my niece's wedding. She married, Kelsey married her beautiful wife, Jules. Jules was pregnant at the time of the wedding, and they got married on, do you remember? The 21st night of September. It's literally the song is the reason why Kelsey picked that day.
Is no that joke. Right?
Yes. I love it. So they got married on the 21st, and then October 4th, they welcomed their beautiful baby girl, Mattingly James, mm-hmm. is her name.
So regal.
Right. Mattingly James. They're calling her Maddie and MJ for short. I got to meet her this past weekend. She's absolutely fresh. But it got me wondering. I'm like, who got married and had a baby or, you know, just the closest amount of time together.
Do you think there's anybody that was like so due that as they were walking down the aisle, there was a chance that this thing is an uninvited guest?
Well, so they were letting their guests know. Because, I mean, again, Jules was 13 days out from giving birth, right? So, I mean, you're in that time period where it's like, it can happen at any moment. And so they were trying to come up with contingency plans. Like if it happens, what are they going to do? You know, the baby might come at the wedding, might become, it was a whole mm-hmm. thing. But yeah, 13 days.
Do you think we could find anybody that had the baby that day? Like walk down the aisle, a couple hours later, we found ourselves in the hospital.
I think so.
Good morning, Burt Show. Who is this? Hello? You choked.
Yeah.
You choked. Uh-huh. Good morning, Burt Show.
Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Hey, so I got married on Friday and had a baby on Monday.
Shut up.
You hell are, of a weekend.
You are a badass.
Yes.
Did you two have to warn like all the guests? Just want to let you know this could happen while I'm walking down the aisle.
Well, so the wedding wasn't really planned yet, and then we were being induced on Monday, and we were like, why don't we just get married?
Let's yeah. do it.
Called in work.
Right. You called into work and you just went and got married.
Yeah, I went to the courthouse.
All right. Love it.
We can beat that.
Yeah. We can beat 3 days.
Wow.
Good morning, Heather. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, the question here is it's the Burt Show Book of Records.
Mm-hmm. Who got married and had a baby the closest together?
I went to a doctor's appointment and had to go to the emergency room to be induced. I was supposed to be married the weekend after my appointment. We had the Justice of Peace come to the hospital. I was married at 7 and gave birth to my daughter 7 p.m. Gave birth to my daughter at 1 a.m. in the morning. So my anniversary, December 14th. My daughter's birthday, December 15th.
Okay, so, but hours-wise, that's only, what, 6 hours or so?
Yeah, you might have a winner.
6 hours. That is your winner.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.